I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Authorities in Haiti now estimate 200,000 people have been killed by last week's 7.0 magnitude earthquake. Medical needs abound. A medical team from HCJB Global has treated too many patients to count. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says while there's been much sadness, there's also been joy.
We were thrilled when about 20 Billy Graham chaplains arrived at the hospital earlier this week, and they are having devotions with the patients sharing Christ. And we heard Monday morning that 20 people had prayed to receive Christ in the hospital.
HCJB will be sending in another medical team. Funding is needed to help support their medical assistance. Next, the day greets Haiti with humanitarian chaos. In the wake of the quake and the collapse of a functioning government, what's happening to the adoptive process? Rather than being left in limbo, Bethany Christian Services' Mark Andrea says,
the U.S. government and Secretary of Homeland Security has issued clearance for all of these children to come to the United States on a humanitarian parole. That means the U.S. government and military will work together to bring those children out of Haiti safely and bring them to the United States where they can meet with their adoptive families.
Bethany has 58 children affected by this circumstance. Keep praying that the team acts as the hands and feet of Christ with other children. And the toll of last week's quake is getting a bit clearer and ominous. According to the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, the quake claimed the life of a leading pastor in Port-au-Prince. 56-year-old Benny Lamarique, pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church in Port-au-Prince, died of his injuries sustained when his house collapsed. Colleagues say he planted more churches than any other Baptist pastor. IMB leaders fear there will be more grief as the reports trickle in. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.